The results of yesterday's primaries are in, and it was a night of upsets in Charlotte. Young challengers beat longtime incumbents, and the city will have a new mayor. Republican Kenny Smith easily won his primary, and Vi Lyles defeated Jennifer Roberts and Joel Ford in the Democratic primary. In a surprise, that race wasn't even close. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The first hint that change was afoot, that something was up, arrived just after 7:30 p.m., the times the polls close and the Mecklenburg County Board of Elections post the results of early voting. And those results showed Mayor Pro Tem Vi Lyles with 47% of the Democratic vote. Mayor Jennifer Roberts was in second with 36%. Joel Ford was a distant third with 14%. At the Roberts campaign party in Plaza Midwood, the party was put on hold. But the small crowd of supporters who gathered were patient. The votes, they believed, would come in. The mood was very different a short drive away at the Vi Lyles campaign headquarters. There, the crowd was jubilant.
All right, you'll be on the campaign trail. All on the campaign trail. Thank you very much.
And so was their candidate.
I'm pretty stoked, actually.
Vi Lyles had reason to be. Early voting totals are more than just a tally. They're like a final public poll. Sure, there can be big swings and upsets to those early voting totals, but in municipal primaries, those are rare. And through the night, as more and more precincts reported in, Lyles' 10% margin held. Just after 9 p.m., Sam Spencer, Jennifer Roberts' campaign manager, told reporters the mayor would make an appearance in 5 or so minutes. But first, he said, Roberts had to call the next mayor of Charlotte. Shortly after, Jennifer Roberts made her way to the second floor of the Peculiar Rabbit. She hugged supporters, one kissed Roberts on the cheek, leaving behind just a bit of lipstick.
Thank you all so much for being here, for supporting me.
Jennifer Roberts walked to the middle of the room. She thanked her donors, her volunteers, her family, her staff. Then she gave the heart of her concession speech.
It has been such an honor to serve as mayor during, like, probably the toughest 2 years Charlotte has seen in her history.
A time span that includes the killing of Keith Lamont Scott and the protests which followed, the city's LGBT ordinance, HB2, and the boycotts.
This is all part of moving that conversation forward so that we stand up against discrimination. And I do not apologize for standing up against discrimination.
Yeah.
Jennifer Roberts then pledged to help Democratic values win the November election.
It has been such an honor to serve as mayor.
All this was watched live by a victorious Vi Lyles and her fans. It was now time for Charlotte's new Democratic nominee for mayor to take center stage.
The very first thing I want to say is that I am extremely humble and grateful for the confidence of the voters of this city to say that they're willing to put this wonderful city, this great place, in my trust as mayor. I am eternally grateful for that. We've got another race to go, but I promise you that we're going to run this the next several weeks, just like we ran this one. We're going to speak about the issues, and we're going to speak to the people about the issues, and we're going to advocate for unity.
By winning the primary with 46% of the vote, Lyles did two things. First, she avoided a runoff election. And second, she showed Democrats in this city are ready to rally behind her. Still, she has a new fight on her hands. Republican Kenny Smith walked through his primary with 88% of the vote. Lyles spent almost all of her campaign donations to get to this point. She has just $43,000 left. Smith has spent almost nothing and has a war chest of $325,000. And he is ready to go on the offensive.
Mayor Pro Tem Lyles is essentially the same candidate as Jennifer Roberts. She has been with her 100% on policy initiatives. Many of those have been outside of what we think are sort of the moderate mainstream.
Up for grabs in this fight for mayor is the fastest growing voting bloc in Charlotte, unaffiliated voters. Smith believes he has a message they will vote for.
What we've been campaigning on to date are the issues that we think are most important to the citizens of Charlotte. That's infrastructure, safety, and jobs. We're going to continue those themes. And also, we're going to differentiate ourselves.
Kenny Smith and Vi Lyles now have just 8 weeks to make their case to Charlotte voters.